Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. It's so much joy that comes to my heart knowing there are people listening to the Word of God, growing in their walk with the Lord, and it's done by means of this technology. It's just a beautiful thing. I think about many times the apostles and how they would have been using these means, and I'm just so grateful for all the people that are out there sharing the gospel throughout the world in whatever means possible, those that use technology and those who use word to word and mouth to mouth, all the different ways God uses. And that's why we want to go to Him in prayer. We want to be used by God in His kingdom. And so let's ask Him to bless our time in His word together. Heavenly Father, we do thank You for Your word, first of all. We thank You for the ability to read Your word, to hear Your word, Lord, to comprehend Your word by Your Holy Spirit. We know it's Your Holy Spirit that guides us into all truth and empowers us to live according to that truth. Lord, we're excited today as we enter into the second chapter of this book of Colossians to hear what else that You have for us. It's been such a joy as we've gone through this verse, line by line and precept by precept. Lord, it's a joy to know You. And we're so thankful that You've given us Your word so that we might know You to an even greater and more intimate degree. We bless You and thank You for Your word today. In Jesus' name, amen. The title to today's lesson is Paul's Great Conflict for the Churches. It's taken from the book of Colossians chapter 2 and verse 1. As we begin the second chapter of Paul's letter to the Colossians, we should remember that the chapters and verses within the Bible were inserted to aid us in finding particular passages. As far as Paul was concerned, he was just continuing his letter. And as we recall his final words from the last chapter, whereunto I also labor, striving according to His working, which works in me mightily, we might remember that Paul was sharing with the church members his reasons for bringing them the gospel of Jesus Christ. In chapter 2 and verse 1 of his letter to the Colossians, Paul explains more of the difficulties he experienced on behalf of the churches about which he cared so deeply. We read, "For I would that you knew what great conflict I have for you and for them at Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh." The verse begins, "For I would that you knew what great conflict I have for you." Paul desired that the church of Colossae knew, which means to perceive, notice, discern, or discover, what great conflict or battle, struggle, and contest I have for you, or to hold oneself to a thing, to lay hold of a thing, to adhere or cling to or possess. Paul cared so deeply for the Colossian church members that it was as though he was in a battle for their eternal welfare. The verse goes on to say, "And for them at Laodicea." In addition to the Colossian church, Paul included the church at Laodicea, which was another church located near Colossae, which John the Apostle also included in the Revelation. No doubt Paul's concern was for both churches because of the heresies that were being spread among them. Finally, the verse says, "And for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh," as another hint toward Paul's deep care and concern for the churches, he wrote, "For as many as have not seen my face," which means they never saw him. Paul never visited the church in Colossae nor Laodicea, and because of the false teachings that were among them, he desired that they see him in the flesh. When we think about these words, we can sense Paul's great passion toward the church members who were among not only the Colossian church, but also the church of Laodicea as well. Paul mentioned the church in Laodicea in the latter part of this letter as he instructed the Colossians not only to greet the church members there, but also to read this letter to them. Paul's concern over the churches should inspire us to care for others in the same manner as he. And as we meditate upon His ways, perhaps the Lord Jesus will give us the same compassion for others that He inspired in Paul. Lord Jesus, please instill in us the compassion that You have for others we have not seen. Next time, Paul writes about the importance of unity in the churches. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.